The cold feeling was now a ball of ice that threatened to paralyze me. "You're lying," I said hoarsely, and even I didn't believe it. "Sorry, that's the way it is. Your brain boys will pick my skull to pieces and find out the truth anyway. There's no point in lying now." "We'll search the ship. She can't hide for long." "She won't have to," Pepe said. "There's a fast scout we picked up stowed in one of the holes. That must be it leaving now." We could feel the vibration distantly through the floor. "The Navy will get her," I told him with far more conviction than I felt. "Navy?" he said, suddenly slumped and tired, no longer laughing. "Maybe they will. But I gave her her chance. It is all over for me now, but she knows that I loved her to the end." He bared his teeth in sudden pain. "Not that she will care in the slightest." I kept the gun on him, and neither of us moved while the Navy ships pulled up and their boots stamped outside. I had captured my battleship, and the raids were over. And I couldn't be blamed if the girl had slipped away. If she evaded the Navy ships, that was their fault, not mine. I had my victory, all right, but I wasn't too happy about it. I had a premonition that I wasn't finished with Angelina yet. Chapter 8. Life would have been much sweeter if my uneasy hunch hadn't proven to be true. You can't blame the Navy for being taken in by Angelina. They were neither the first nor the last to underestimate the mind that lay behind those melting eyes. And I try not to blame myself either. After my first mistake in letting Angelina slip out, I tried not to make a second. I wasn't completely convinced yet that Pepe was telling the truth about her. The entire story might be a complicated lie to confuse and throw me off guard. I have a very suspicious mind. Playing it safe, I kept the muzzle of my gun aimed exactly between his eyes, with my fingers resting lightly on the trigger. I kept it there until a squad of space marines thundered in and took over. As soon as they put the grab on Pepe, I sent out an all-ships alarm about Angelina, with a special take-all precautions priority. Even before all the ships had acknowledged receipt, her scout rocket was sighted on the detector screen. I sighed with a great deal of relief. If she did turn out to be the brains of the operation, I didn't want her slipping away. She, Pepe, and the battleship made a nice package to turn over to Inskip. There was no chance of her escaping now, with ships closing in on her from every direction. They were experienced at this sort of thing, and it was only a matter of time before they had her. Turning over the battleship to the Navy, I went back to the luxury yacht and tapped the stores for a large glass of Scotch whiskey that had never been within 20 light-years of Earth, and a long cigar. Sitting comfortably in front of the screen, I monitored the chase. Angelina wriggled painfully on the hook, making high-G turns to avoid capture. She'd be black and blue from head to foot after some of those 15G accelerations. It was all for nothing because in the end they still caught her in a tractor web and closed in. All the thrashing around had just gained her a little time. None of us realized how important this time really was until the boarding party cracked into the ship. It was empty, of course. Fully 10 days went by before we pieced together what had really happened. It was ruthless and ugly. And even if the psych docs hadn't assured me that Pepe had told the truth, I would have recognized the manner in which the escape was carried out. Angelina was one step ahead of us all the way. When she had escaped from the battleship and the scout rocket, she had made no attempt to flee. Instead, she must have gone at full blast to the nearest Navy ship, a 12-man pocket cruiser. They, of course, had no idea what had really happened aboard the battleship, as I hadn't put out the general alarm yet. I should have done that as soon as she had escaped. If I had, 12 good men might still be alive. We'll never know what story she told them, but it was obvious they weren't on their guard. Probably something about being a prisoner and escaping during the fighting. In any case, she took the ship. 5 of the men were dead of gas poisoning, the others...